Here's a thought I'll title Amazing In-Body Image Stabilization Results. I have to confess, I'm very new to this idea of handheld photography, because for the majority of my previous life, before digital, I was doing view camera work, which always required a tripod and very fastidious work. But handheld photography has opened up a new door, and the primary reason that I can now use handheld photography with confidence has to do with image stabilization, which has entirely changed my approach to photography. But you may remember, if you've been listening for a while, that a couple of months ago, I think, I talked about stabilization and burst mode as a combination that was very, very sweet. Not to repeat, but simply said, if you set your camera for burst mode, with these long, slow shutter speeds that you're going to try to hand hold with image stabilization, use burst mode and capture about 10 or so. That's the key. Capturing 10 exposures right in a row, all using a slow shutter speed and whatever image body stabilization is invoked at that instant of the exposure. By having 10 pictures to choose from, you've just increased the odds of one of them being stable and sharp, amazingly. To be honest, when I first started using stabilization in cameras, it wasn't that impressive because my assumption was that I would do what I'd always done, which was focus, frame the subject, press the shutter release, and image stabilization would make a sharp picture, even though I might have moved the camera a little bit during the longish exposure. And so many times it didn't work. It was still a little bit blurry, still a little bit soft, and I was kind of disappointed with this technology that had been touted so strongly by manufacturers that it just didn't really make as good of pictures as I thought it should. And then I learned about this idea of making repetitive exposures with burst mode so that you had 10 to choose from. I don't really care if 9 of them are still out of focus because there's a little bit of camera movement. As long as I get one image that's sharp, that's all I really care about. So why not set your camera to shoot a burst mode of 10 or, if you need to, 15 or 20? There's no reason not to. Yeah, you have to do a little selection back in Lightroom or whatever you use, but you can always delete all the ones that are not in focus. So that's what I've been doing now for the longest time, and I've found my success rate has gone up dramatically. Very, very rarely now do I use a long exposure with image stabilization and end up with no images that are sharp. If I shoot one exposure, it's a crapshoot, and more often than not, it won't be in focus. But if I shoot a burst mode, one of them somewhere in the sequence is going to be luckily held still enough that the picture is sharp. And like I say, I've been using this for some time, but I wanted to quantify it. So I've done a whole bunch of tests, and my cameras may not be the same as your cameras, and my acceptance of what is sharp may not be the same as yours, etc. So, you know, a little bit of caution in this. But here's my empirical rule of thumb, is I feel confident that I can get a sharp shot if I use a shutter speed that is 1 over the focal length of the lens, because obviously the longer the focal length, the more movement will show up, just like looking through powerful binoculars or something. So the longer the focal length, the more the risk of movement creeps in. So that becomes the starting point, is 1 over the focal length of the lens, which, by the way, was the standard I used in all through my youth when I was shooting 35mm camera. If you had a 100mm lens, you would shoot at 1 over 100, or practically a 1/125th of a second. So I'm doing the same kind of thing here, but my rule of thumb is 1 over the focal length of the lens plus 5 stops. So if I'm shooting with a 100mm lens, then I can add 5 stops to that. 50th, 25th, 12th, 6, 3. I can shoot a third of a second in burst mode and feel confident that I'll have at least one exposure that's sharp. Like I say, if you just shoot one exposure, the chances of it being sharp are pretty slim. But if you shoot a burst mode and then keep the one that's sharp, you don't care about all the rest. One over the focal length plus five stops. That's what I can count on with my camera. And if I'm really, really, it's uber critical that I get it sharp, then I go one over the focal length plus four stops. And I know I can go that far. It's simply amazing how consistently that has worked successfully for me now that I've been playing with this technique for quite some time.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.